This is GQDN for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackop.org. In today's news, we have Capcom. Yep, that's a rumor, by the way. Valve. Yeah, here comes the SteamOS. And we got some free stuff from Epic, too. And a sale going on, too. But we begin today with Rockstar. That's right, because Rockstar is now facing a setback in a union busting case. Via GamingBolt.com, by the way. That's my kitty cat, if you hear him. But anyway, yes, there is some stuff going on. Because according to GamingBolt.com, there was a major win for the independent workers on the Great Britain, UK-based employment tribunal. And it ruled that the allegations of blacklisting employees of Rockstar Games are a controversial case that started in November last year, per WCC Tech. So if you want to know, Rockstar was accused of discriminating against employees who were suspected by attempting to form the union. And that was an event that was resulted in burying 34 employees. The company did face allegations of attempting the Stonewall legal proceedings of the IWGP as billed secure interim pay for workers who have been let go earlier this year. And not everyone was involved, but the IWGP was happy with the latest ruling, seeing that it was a way to bring Rockstar alleged shady practices into the light for all to see. By the way, that is Mr. Banks, the cat. The trial will set off on September 10th and will proceed all the way until October 15th. We do not expect this to interface with the GTA 6 just yet. That's what GamingBolt.com is saying, but it is, according to them, very interesting timing. And no one is disgruntled with the former workers who were just waiting for this. So that is coming. That's right, because he just said, and in fact, he's still talking about GTA 6, because apparently the company or some of the people in the companies are going to take the day off. That's right, because they want to play in Vice City via GamesRadar.com, because that's what Mr. Binks is saying. Well, you can't stop talking about it either, because they had a bit of a disruption in the video game industry, and the launch could impact some other industries as well. So if people do take off, that's what's going to happen. That was a part of a post. Burger Motorsports did explain it will undergo some company-wide closure on this November, thanks to the release of Grand Theft Auto 6. Yep. And the announcement did read that the Burger Motorsports will be observing the temporary company-wide operations pause on Thursday, November 19th, 2026. It continued, quote, after reviewing multiple employees' scheduling conflicts, management has determined that the normal business operations may be impacted due to the release of Grand Theft Auto 6. Several team members have already notified management that they will be unavailable, unreachable, and or in Vice City for the duration of the day. That's what Mr. Banks was actually saying. He's trying to complete my sentence. End quote. So, that's what's going to happen with GTA 6. People are going to take off, and they will. Oh, now we're going to Rumorville. Yes, we are. And you're coming with me, aren't you, Mr. Banks? No, he said that he doesn't really want to go, but yeah, we're going anyway. Because PushSquare.com was talking about Persona 6. And they did ask, when will that game release? Do you have any opinion on that, sir? No? Okay. They were thinking that it could be next year because they looked at a post on Tumblr and that's where the developer said that they were working on Persona 6. So when will it come out? Well, they're thinking that it could be September next year and things are lining up for it. Yes, they are. Don't you argue with me. Oh, really? But that's what they're thinking. Yes, they are. So we'll see what happens with that. Oh, if you're waiting for the Steam operating system, well, it's out now via PC Gamer, and it does have some support that's already coming with the Steam machine hardware. And right now that's in beta. And that will be with the SteamOS that's going on, because that is now SteamOS 3.8 is out. And if you're looking for the Steam Machine, well, they're getting ready for it, because it does bring some support, and that's for the waking SteamOS device, and that's connected with the Steam controller. But if you're eager to wager to get your hands on it, well, it's going to cost you about $5,000, and that's what it's going to cost because of the AI stuff, the RAM crisis, all that stuff. But that will be that, and it will also have some stuff there with it, so it'll get you ready for games, all that good stuff. So that's coming. Now, I know what's not coming. WCCF Tech, that say that Capcom has no desire to remake Resident Evil 5. And that is not going to happen. But what if the fans got involved? So we know that Resident Evil Veronica will be launching this year. And it is, as Mr. Banks is trying to play with the microphone. According to one of the insiders called Dusk Golem, a Resident Evil 5 remake could happen due to the fan demand. But right now, that is not in the plans. So here's what he said. Quote, "Well, I think a Resident Evil 5 remake will probably happen in the future due to the demand. At present, I've heard not a strong desire with the company to remake RE5 presently. There's other projects to the team to do more." That's what, end quote, and that's what he said there on X. That was to clarify what's going on. But, further quote, "That's not what's happening. There was a desire for the teams to remake Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 4. Fan initiative feedback and interest from some people lead to Veronica Zero and Resident Evil 1 happening," end quote. Now, there's more internal interest in making Resident Evil Revelations and Resident Evil 5 or Resident Evil 6. But the fan demand for Resident Evil 5 remake could ensure the game at some point. There's a reason that Resident Evil is going to be remade. Further quote, "The survey that led to Veronica and Zero remake being brought up was one held around RE3 Village Time. This was before RE4 was even announced. There was a question involving that Resident Evil Thrills fans wanted to remade in the RE franchise. From what I hear, the obvious winner was Code Veronica and Zero at the runner-up. At the time, RE fans had stronger a push of what RE titles needed to remake most. It wasn't only the deciding factor, like if there's people, the company who wanted to take it on was part of the reason," Dusk Golem did explain. And that's what he said at the close quote. So, if there's enough push, then that's up to you guys. You could get Resident Evil 5 Remake, if you want it. Now we go to some equipment. And yes, prices are not coming down yet. SanDisk's latest Optimus Gaming SSD will start at $800 for the 2TB model. That's via PCGamer.com. And you won't even get the Gen 5 speeds. Nope. And, well, if you want the PC storage, well, you're going to have to pay for it. Like I said, 2TB, $800. Now, SanDisk is offering a drive discount on its website with a 2TB model that's now slashed to $630. And the money is still silly for the 2TB Gen 4M2 drive. That's what PC Gamer is saying. So, we know what's going on with the PlayStation with that stuff. That gets pricey too. But you want something that's not pricey? We'll start with World of Warcraft. MMO Champion said that there's a summer sale going on. And if you play the World of Warcraft, you get the two mounts. Those are the flying mounts. And that's where you get some of the skins there as well. And the Wings and Wisdom pack. You also get the Heavenly Regalia pack. You get the green Snuggle-In Murloc romper, the Herald of Sabacc mount, and you get a sun-warmed fur line, along with some land mounts, the Marvelous Mixie mounts, and Sabacc's Blessing pet, and a Blinky pet, and a Sandbox Storm Griffin toy, and the Deepwalker's Earthen Hearthstone effect. That is all up on the shop, along with a few other things. But if you don't have World of Warcraft, if you much rather play on the Epic Game Store, Citizen Sleeper is free. Robo Beats also up there too. That's free too. On the Epic Game Store, you can claim them And the games are free until Thursday, June 25th. 1 week. You have 1 week. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Yeah, he'll be with me too, probably. So go play some video games, people.